That's the spirit.
Good afternoon, Professor Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Good. And yourself?
Excellent. I'm very well, but a little bit cold, I have to say, today.
Oh, it's hella cold, for sure.
Yes. Yes. So I've been diving into the most extraordinary stuff. The idea that crazy religions take opportunity from strange situations has always been around. So the idea of the millennial cult that imagines the end of the world at times of crisis was there in people's descriptions of the 16th and 17th century and of the Black Death and of the like. So it's an interesting thought. Are we seeing anything like this in the present day and age? And we've talked of some curious examples of that in South Korea and the like.
Apparently an alien takeover is next.
Yeah, well, I mean, something has to explain how a highly civilized society that isn't rocked by anything and seems to bounce back from anything suddenly is knocked out by something as odd as a simple virus that doesn't even kill everybody. And so this is the stuff of which conspiracy theory just abound.
Is it a case of the government cries virus type of thing? When next time?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so
the government that cried virus.
Yes, yes.
Cute little
so
book, yeah.
could a coronavirus conspiracy be part of a deeper, darker plot?
What if another virus showed up right now that was so way more powerful than coronavirus? Would everyone believe it, or would they be like, "Ah, oh my God, we've already done this, mate, just the other day"?
I think, in the end, we would all choose to die.
Excuse
rather
me?
Than go through another lockdown.
I feel like... Calm down, Peter. Right, man.
I think
ask you
can
calm
only
down.
Have one of these viruses every 10 years.
Am I the only one that really liked lockdown?
I mean, the lockdown was great fun, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the economic
That's not fun.
Crisis behind it, that's the reason why.
I tell you what, you can see how volatile people are just by the sort of the protests in America. I'm pretty sure those are amplified in a physical sense because of the caged up, like, animals.
Yeah, indeed.
That everyone's
been, precisely.
The release of it all.
Out. And it becomes an opportunity to express all sorts of
not
things.
To discount the situation, of course, but if you look at it under a scrutinous eye, that's what you see, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are we looking at the fringe right movements in the US at the moment?
Well,
what kind of fringe?
Case,
like one of those high-cut ones, or like a little bit of a bob, but too high up?
You know, the classic example of this is this QAnon movement, which has been very vociferous. As a result of the coronavirus, and whose tweets are being picked up by President Trump.
What's QAnon? Sorry, what's that?
So QAnon was a movement that began spreading sort of strange political rumors in 2017 on 4chan and then later on the 8chan, those secret channels.
Was it like a Russian bot type thing?
Yes, and so they alleged... The Russian one wasn't particularly theirs.
Okay.
No, not at all. I mean, that's if you like the counter argument. But they were the rumors about Hillary Clinton. They were the rumors in which, well, increasingly, that the attempt to impeach President Trump was a wicked, vile left wing conspiracy by people who planned to take over the world, and so. The QAnon
sounds
argument,
about right.
Which were not well, all right. If that's where you're coming from, I don't know what I can do to deal with that. But what is strange is though the QAnon viewpoint, which alleged these deep Washington evil figures who were through organizations. International organizations basically trying to destroy our freedoms, that much loved feature of American
democracy. So it's the right wing thinking that there's a deep left-wing conspiracy against them,
that's
primarily
right.
a satanic sex cult.
Well, is this Pizzagate stuff?
Yeah.
This is where it began to develop, and certainly. Yeah, okay. It was a gay Jewish Rothschild's plot to destroy our freedoms, our identity, and it was in the end satanic, and it seems to have had the major pickup of belief in this has come from naive religious people who are, and perhaps that's a critical point, naive religious might be an important part of the appeal of the QAnon movement, because although its arguments are absurd, the fear that somehow we're losing control and that some gigantic evil force that we can't quite identify is taking over.
The thing is, I don't think people are organized enough, you know what I mean?
For it to be
a real thing. Like, I just don't think there's too, and even in that system, there'd be corruption. You know what I mean? Someone's going to want to be the boss of the boss at some point.
Of course. So. But the thing about QAnon is interesting because nobody actually knows who is behind the QAnon.
Reptilian shapeshifters.
Santa Claus, obviously. You know, look into it. He's the most evil of them all. So, basically, Coca-Cola is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm glad you've cracked that stat enough, just so simply.
That's a separate question, but you carry on. Sorry, Matt, you carry on with you.
So the way in which the kind of argument has developed has been, it's really taken a quite powerfully, get a lot of influence during the coronavirus period because as they saw it, President Trump was being impeached at the time when he could have been responding to the coronavirus. Mm. And so the impeachment was part of the conspiracy to stop Trump doing his very fine efforts to deal with coronavirus.
Why do we need this evil group to be doing things when we've got Trump in the White House, though? I don't understand why
we've
already got enough evil right in front of us. We don't need another secret evil behind the shades here.
Well, the significant thing is Trump appears to be reading their tweets, and it's partly influencing his own interpretation of what's going on. And that's what's particularly odd about this situation, is that a right-wing conspiracy plot, which is absurd in its religious claims, is gaining a bit of airspace when Trump has retweeted, and especially, this is the source of the, it was the lab in Wuhan that produced the virus.
Mm. Right.
That's part of their argument.
Yeah.
And so, in lots of ways, what this enables is...
I didn't think that one was that crazy, to be honest.
Maybe not. But none of these things have any basis. Nobody knows where the coronavirus came from.
Mm.
And so when you confidently...
Are we going to try and find out, though, or do you think?
Pardon?
Is someone going to try and find out?
How on earth do you find out where a virus came from? I mean, this is...
You find the little... Have you not seen Outbreak? Come on, man. It's all the blueprints there, everyone. Just...
Well, all right. But, you know, it's going to take...
No, I don't know. But how do you learn from the situation if you can't?
But I don't think you can rush into these solutions, especially when they're laden with political interpretation.
Right, but is there a crew of people, like working for the UN or something, or the WHO, that are trying to find out, or what?
Yes. And okay. WHO may have some ability to kind of isolate the ways in which it worked. I don't know, but then I'm not a genetical scientist, so I don't.
Yeah, that's fair enough. We called you for the religious stuff, mate. That's fine. You stay in your lane. We love your lane.
Donald Trump is taking crazy information from a far-right group and retweeting it,
that someone's being a little bit more crazy than he is, and he's like, oh, check this out, look, I'm not the only one thinking it's crazy shit, look at this.
Yes, well, I think he simply reaches out to whatever right-wing frameworks are going, but you see, what this then does is it gets fed into a largely a conservative religious world that's hungry for a simpler world than the world that they are having to live in.
Mm.
And they want somebody to blame.
It's a common enemy, isn't it? And someone that they can point the finger at, right?
An enemy who's evil. And see, that's part of it. That you want to see a satanic or diabolical plot behind this. And
just hearing you say that makes me want it a little bit.
Yeah. And this is the appeal, I think, and this is why conspiracies flourish in crises. You know, the QAnon movement existed before the coronavirus, of course, but it's picked up momentum because people,
in times
a
of
lot
strife.
Of people now want to make sense of a world that feels so alien.
Especially if people, because you're at home, you just muck around on the internet, oh, where's this rabbit hole take me? Oh, look at this little crazy thing.
Yeah. And you go down into deep holes, and you've got no way of verifying.
It's very dark down there, no light.
Well, that's an easy meme to look at. That makes sense. Yeah, it's easily digestible. I get it.
Get out of my brain, John!
And this is why I think religion can easily become more extreme in crisis times. Now, in New Zealand, I mean, for us, being at home was just being at home. There was no sense of crisis about it particularly. Mm. In fact, it was all very benign.
Sometimes we're great at being a little island at the bottom of nowhere, right? Sometimes we're really good at it.
Possibly. but if you were in New York...
Yeah, dude, yep.
And you know, the center of the capitalist world is closed down, then you want some desperate explanation for what's going on.
Yes.
Can't play. Okay, Peter, always a pleasure, mate, and we'll catch you next week.
Well, I look forward to it.
Cheers. Thank you very much.